thoughts on this today and how we got to this point?
The college stopped. College council has presented their proposal, which doesn't meet the proposals that we have. But we're basically out here really not just for contract, but we're here because of the funding problems that we have with the college system, especially here at Loyalist. And we're here for the students. We want to make sure that there's a viable Loyalist College when everybody comes back. Okay?
So to clarify, Tim, you've got 159 support staff currently and then 200 in the winter, correct? A little bit more?
No, actually, we started with a little over 200 in January. But because of the reductions in staff and all the things that happened here at the college with layoffs, we're down to about 159 people.
Do you know the percentage of Loyalist College support staff that voted in favor of the strike? I know it was 77 across the board.
I don't have the exact figures by each school, but every school voted yes.
What's the sticking point for you, Tim, in all this and the Loyalist College faculty? Is it wages majority or just everything combined?
No, it's job security. It's making sure that we have the college system is viable and keeps going. There's been stuff in the news from Mr. Ford, who has split up our funding, and a lot of it's going now to private colleges and whatnot, and we want to make sure it comes back to us. Public college, public system is much, much better for everybody.
Now, you've been here for years, Tim. How many years have you been here at Loyalist?
I've been here almost 20 years, and I've been president for the last 13.
When did we have a support staff strike like this? Because it's been before my time.
The last one was 2011, so we haven't had anything since 2011, and we had one way back before that, around 2000, but I wasn't here for that one.
Yeah. So what's the mood like among you and your members right now? Is everyone just fed up? Is everyone kind of rallied with the support last week? What's it like?
Yeah, the members are pretty upbeat. We have a lot of them coming out today. Pretty much everybody will be coming out today in three different shifts. So you'll see more people at some times and less people at other times. But we are they're definitely keeping the morale up. We're doing the best we can to help people and make sure that they're good. We will help our members in any way we can if they need some assistance in one way or the other. And we're here to help students and staff and everybody else as well.
What does job security look like for you, Tim, especially if you could speak to Ford directly right now?
Job security is, because of all the layoffs and things that have just happened, we want to ensure that our members have every opportunity to keep their job. We don't want to see any of our work contracted out. We don't want to see people being laid off anymore. We want to work on solutions and work on things so that we don't lose more staff. Right now, it's all about the students. If we lose more staff, the student services are going to suffer, and we don't want that at all. Not at all.
So support staff here at Loyalist College looks like maintenance, librarians. Expand on that one for me, everyone's position.
We basically do any of the behind-the-scene work. We're in the registrar's office. I'm on the support desk. We have people in accounting. We have people in finance. We're all over. We have assistants for labs, technicians for different lab setups. We have people working in the skills trade area to help set up and help faculty. We're basically here to support faculty and students. Students, number one. Faculty support is also. Yeah.
What has the student reaction been down this? Have you had many students show their support and approach you guys?
We've had a few. Yeah, we've had a few. This is brand new to everybody, so hopefully later on we'll get more students available. Everybody's welcome. They can come on out and see what's going on, even walk the line if they like. The more the merrier.
Thanks, Tim. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.